Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, oh, we are flying high.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com and ConstituentHub.com.
Yeah, ConstituentHub.com. That's your big project, isn't it? How's that going?
Right. That's our enterprise software for leading large organizational change.
Which we've been helping you nurture for a couple of years now. How's that going, by the way?
Exactly. It's going very well. We're continuing to build the software and working with clients and bringing in new use cases for the software. So we're only making a difference with it, which is
good. Good for you. Keep up the good work. So we're talking about, Jim's helping us understand, folks, how and why we should know if our team members care. And Jim, I got to say, let me say this. I always have to say this first because I mean it. The millennial generation is probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're the most unpretentious. They're the sweetest kids that we've ever raised. However, they also can be maddening when you try to talk to them about something. For example, you're not saying, I'm asking you if you care, but what you're saying to them, their response should be telling you that they care, or at least that they hear what you're saying to them. They get it, as you said earlier, and okay, and I promise not to do this again. For example, in that it might be the case, but sometimes you're talking to them, and you're getting this blank look on their face, this faraway look in their eyes, and I, as the owner of the company, spending money to cover mistakes that are made and trying to take advantage of opportunities, I don't need that kind of a look. I need a look that says, I'm receiving your words, I get it, and I promise you, boss, this is how it will be from now on. But sometimes you don't get that. What do you think?
Jim, get off my lawn, right?
have you experienced this?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. And so really the answer there is we can't depend on what we've been used to. That nod and I get you, boss, that kind of thing. We have to consider more or spend more time focusing on the actual action. So that's the best time to coach with this too, Jim, by the way. It's a specific action, and when we have that action that we might not think is the most positive, the question is it because it was a lack of knowledge? Is it because you just simply made a mistake? Or is it because you don't care? And differentiating those potential causes for that scenario is part of what we need to do as leaders. Because if it's because you don't care, that's something to deal with. If it's because you just didn't have some knowledge, that's a whole different answer.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to differentiate those and break those up is the key challenge for us. And because I don't have that expressive face and look that you're talking about, it makes it more difficult for us. But that's the cost that we're dealing with here. And I think we develop a relationship where it's okay to say, hey, you're happy, tell your face. Mm-hmm. If we can have a conversation like that, because mm-hmm. we have that type of relationship, we can start solving that problem that you're talking about, right? And making a positive outcome out of it. We can make this fun to be working on this issue. That's really what this is about. We have to be a little different with the different generations. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and my attitude is we're not doing any favors by letting them get away with being unresponsive. We're not doing anybody any favors, because one of these days, Jim, they're going to be run their own companies, and they're going to have to be responsive to their customers. And I mean, you and I both were trained by our mentors. We had to get after it. Our mentors trained us to do that because they knew we were going to have to do that one day ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think some of the things that we might have taken for granted in the past, we can't now. So if it becomes our job to teach some of those basic skills, great. So be it. That's the way it is. That's what we have to do. And so we have to make that adjustment. So, you know, I always come at it from the leader's perspective and what the leader's responsibility is or needs to do. And we have to step up here. It would be nice if out of high school came a worker who, was very articulate and experienced in communicating, and we can read them like a book, but it's just not the case. So,
well, I will tell you,
adapt to that.
My experience is about 25% of them, 25% are not like that. They are responsive. They do receive your information. They do give you good feedback. They're not all like that. But I've employed, and folks,
back to our hiring question, right?
That's exactly right. I'm gonna increasingly hire people who can tell me that they care now that I've talked to you about this. Hey, Jim, good job today. JimCantarucci.com, 2 CCs on the end there, folks. JimCantarucci.com. And the other one, Jim, give it to us quickly.
ConstituentHub.com.
Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.